there exists a subgroup, the nice guy. A dying breed of chivalrous, romantic, domesticated gentlemen whose qualities are desired by the opposite sex, allegedly. However, they are dismissed and confined in such concepts as the bestie, work husband, and the dreaded friend zone. Jason and Manny are the last of the nice guys.
Hello, everybody. We're back. Sort of. I know it's been a while. I don't remember the last time we did an episode. And from what I heard, the entire podcast vanished from the airwaves. I'd like to apologize to that. But it probably will happen again because I don't pay attention as much as this man does right here. He's probably on one of these sides. But I digress.
I don't have a choice. Somebody has to pay attention to it.
That's right, because all I do, I'm just the pretty face. I'm the talent here, okay? I don't do anything else. But I digress. Thank you for tuning in to a new episode, a new special episode of The Last of the Nice Guys podcast. I'm Jason. That's Manny. And as we continue to avoid the 100th episode, we've got another special for you. And it's funny because I actually decided to change it. Originally, I was going to tell you guys a story about a situation that I saw at a Rosa Sky rooftop lounge. And I can briefly talk about that. I mean, where it looks like, I don't know if they were dating on a date, but a couple was sitting very close to me and my son. Like my son there for his 21st birthday. It's an inside joke. He's always heard me ranting and raving about how much I love Rosa Sky. He's like, well, I want to go to Rosa Sky when I become 21. And so that's what we did. This couple, and I wasn't being a creep or being nosy. When I say that our tables, you saw the freaking thing. Our tables were like this close. The back of my son's chair was dry humping the back of this guy's chair. That's how close we were. So I heard and saw it all. And pretty much, and Rosa Sky is not cheap. It really isn't. To be having a fight about why I can't look at your phone. But basically she was saying, I'm not going to show you my phone. I'm not giving you my phone. Okay. It's just not happening. That's not how I get down. And he's just like, you know, why not? Why can't I see your phone? And I only clued into this at the end. I don't know who brought it up or if there was something legit. All I know is that I could tell by her body language that something wasn't going on. I started to clue in a little bit. But yeah, and they're on a date, and long story short, Buddy ups and leaves her. He gets up and he leaves. I know this because she says out loud, "So you're just gonna leave me here by myself?" And he just like, man, he got up, he walked around our table, and he left. And she sat there like, I don't know, whatever. She called somebody or whatever. I tried not to make it obvious. I was invested at this point. I was like, yes, King, stand up for yourself. toxic masculinity. But yeah, he never came back. And I assume he paid the bill because I don't remember when she got, when she left, she got a doggy bag or something and she ended up leaving and I didn't see any payment transaction take place. So I assume he paid the bill, which is, you know, of course the gentleman thing to do. You can still stick up for yourself and not be a complete douche. And then again, I don't know. I in that situation, would he have been a douche to not pay the bill? Or maybe he paid his half and left her half. I don't know. This is why I'm not dating anymore. But, and we talked about this in the past before about, you know, if you need to look at somebody's phone then and there's doubt there, then the relationship should be over. What about you, man? I was telling you guys this in the group chat. And it was funny as heck. You know, what were you thinking when I was telling you this scenario that I was watching?
I laughed because, I mean, I
was giving you guys play by play. I was giving you guys play by play. It was really funny. I lost you a little bit. Oh. What did you say?
Yeah, but I think it's a horrible thing to always have to ask to look at your phone.
Okay. But you know, but then you have to ask
Am I lagging again?
You are, but at least you're talking. So keep it going. I don't know what you're looking at, but what are you looking
up
at?
I'm trying to
do what? Use your antenna to get a better signal? The lighting is fine. Pay attention. It's like he's tuning his antenna or something.
I'm trying to do something here.
I can tell.
I'm trying to make it all work out. But it's
don't
not,
worry about working out. This is supposed to be heard, not seen. Anything they see is a blessing to them, or whatever we want to call it.
That you sneeze. So yeah, I think the whole having to constantly look at somebody else's phone is a broken trust issue, and from there it just creates issues in the relationship. So it's just problematic, 100%.
Have you seen these to leave? Have you seen these videos where to test their girlfriend, they would reach by near their phone, like to grab ketchup or to grab like a piece of wing or some food,
and then the girl the phone real
sets
quick.
The phone, and the guy just kind of lives, and you hear that weeping sound. Most of them either just get up and walk away, kind of a thing. And that's how you know that if your girl is a good one, is that if you reach and she'll shield her food or something else more than her phone, then you know you had a good girl. I used to love watching those videos. I should look at those. Those are funny. They really were. I don't know why, but they tickled me a lot. But I agree. I agree that if you have to,
anything tickles you.
Very true. That's true. I am a lonely guy these days. You know what I'm saying? Or excuse me, alone, not lonely. But no, seriously though. So what do you think about the way he handled it? He got up and he walked away. And again, I'm assuming he paid the bill because I saw no transaction take place at the table. And in Rose of Sky, they bring the bill to you. They tell you what the bill is. They ask you if the card on file, we can use that card to pay it. And then you walk off. So I have to assume he went up to the bar, paid it. But the thing about it though is that where we were facing, the bar was right there. It looked like he got up, walked around us, and walked out. I didn't see him walk to the bar unless he probably caught somebody over there or something. So I'm not really sure what happened. But let's assume he paid the bill because, again, she didn't look like she paid and she got up and she left. How do you think he handled it? No dead air. No dead air.
Walking out and dinner. I wonder, like, I need.
No dead air. Man, you're lagging again.
I'm frozen.
Yes, but keep talking.
I would like to know more, like what happened.
That's as much as I know. Let's assume that it was as simple as what it was. How bad? What? Well,
is my leg.
It's so bad that your mouth mouthed the words before I heard it. So your audio is coming after your mouth moves.
Oh, this is horrible. Yeah, this is a bad spot. I'm going to have to find somewhere else to go.
It's okay. It comes in and out. That's what she said.
No, it's not.
See, there you go. Now you're back. You're synced. Ooh, you're back. Sell us something quickly before we lost you. Damn it. No, we're back. This is a great episode. This is why we're stalling our 100th episode. And no, I'm not starting this episode over again. God damn it. We're going to roll with this until it works. We got another 18. We can make this work for another 18 minutes. That's it. But no, there is no other thing. He got up, he stood up for himself, and he left. And again, let's assume he
paid the bill. Or tried to, at least.
Right. Let's assume he paid the bill.
No, but I wonder if he left her there.
He did. I mean, I don't know. Well, he stayed. When he left, and she said, "You're going to leave me here by myself," he didn't come back, and she stayed. And it's not like she got her doggy bag and immediately walked off. She sat there. It had to be a good 20 minutes, I felt like, before she up and left. And that gives the illusion that she probably called a ride share or somebody to pick her up, kind of a thing. Because when I say he left
was
her
she
alone.
On the phone, though? Maybe she was texting him in the car.
She was texting on the car. She was texting on her phone, yes. She was. But it doesn't take a dude 20 minutes to go get your car, even from a parking garage or from a valet. But again, I'm assuming. It's just like, the reason why is because she said it out loud, and she said it with some kind of like sass.
He could have been waiting for her outside.
He could have been waiting for her outside, and it's true. But then why would she say, "You're going to leave me here all by myself"? What was the point of saying that? See what I'm saying?
Well, you know, a lot of people say things out of anger, so who knows?
Oh, well, yeah, but I'm going to assume that he left her. I'm going to assume that he paid the bill, and that, you know, and I think that's probably the best way you can handle it without causing a scene. Because she was more, the only reason why my ears perked up about what was going on is because of how loud, because it was music too, but it was loud enough for me to be like, yo, you guys are clearly not having a good time. The body language is all off. he was just kind of like slouching his chair like this, you know, kind of like just, you know, whatever, drinking his drink, just kind of like waiting for the thing that to be over, you know, kind of a thing. You could tell that the vibe was off. It was done. They had a fight. They had an argument. But anyway, but I pivot, you know, I'm going to pivot because it's funny because my friend sent me a text just before we started this. And I thought it was hilarious. Right. And, you know, and she calls herself my platonic female companion. Hilarious. And of course, I said, I don't have that. She also likes to call me her bestie. Well, she sent me a random text. She does this. Okay. She's going to hate me when I do this. She goes randomly. It's 4:09. Okay. And she goes, do you think my teeth are too yellow? All right. I responded with, I haven't spent any time looking at your teeth. And her response is, ugh. Right. But she does this occasionally. I will get a random text, you know, how do I look in this bikini? These are just random examples, of course. You know, does my butt look too big or something like that? She'll ask these random questions, like for a guy's opinion. And I'm not the typical macho guy anyway, about her or some kind of scenario. And I find it hilarious because I was like, there has got to be somebody else or somebody more qualified. Yes, that she can ask, that's more qualified to answer this. You know me. It's not I don't care, but I'm not that observant, especially not of those little things, and especially not of you specifically. So, I mean, have you had a scenario like this with a platonic friend? There's no way. You liar. Nope.
Listen, I've never, for whatever reason it is, for anybody to be that comfortable with me.
Uh-huh.
But you know me, I like to make things awkward anyway. So if anything was to occur like that, oh, how does my butt look in this dress? Or how do I look in the, I'd still smash. That's always my answer.
But I do something like that too. Not necessarily like that, but I'm like, I'm sarcastic as like that as well. I'm like, you can't get a straight answer. She even would say something, sometimes say that she can't get a straight answer for me because I don't give straight answers to that degree. But it's, there's no way because listen, Manny, you're a man of the ladies, but not every lady can get a piece of man. So, you know, so they know some of them are stuck in what's called the platonic zone or the friend zone. There's no way you're going to tell me that a female associate, friend, acquaintance has never asked you these random opinions of about them or a scenario.
No, nothing that can come off to mind, honestly. Like I don't know.
You've never been a girl's bestie?
I try to avoid that.
Well, of course,
as much as possible, because
sometimes you can't avoid it. Sometimes it's bestowed upon you as much as you want to run from it.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no,
no. I'm not a fan of being put in that kind of situation because you end up being like the elder brother at some point.
Correct. Correct.
And then you're just like, but this isn't. No.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Why am I here?
But there was a scenario though. Though there was some kind of romance there before, but it kind of fizzled out. Where you kind of became that for somebody that we know.
Not that to that aspect. No, like she never asked me any questions or anything like that. But I have a few female.
She became your confidant. I mean, or a confidant. How about that? Confidants.
Yeah, I have several of those, but I've never, again, none of them have come up to me and say, oh, how does this look? Or what do you think about this? Or
no scenarios about guys or nothing like that.
Nope.
Oh, I'm just so lucky because this friend is not the only one. It has happened throughout my career as an atypical guy. Where I'll have female friends that will then seek my advice either about men, which I find to be funny, or about a guy they're seeing, and it's platonic, it's strictly platonic, or it's you know it's in that way. But they'll ask me, they'll feel comfortable to ask me about these things, and I'll always have to respond with, if it's something about relationships or a guy's behavior, I can probably give you something akin to what we do here on Last of the Nice Guys. But when you ask me about aesthetics and clothing and body shape and attractiveness, and I'll give you the same I don't know, like, why are you asking me kind of a thing. So it's just I was hoping if anybody could empathize with
It'd be
me.
me?
Yes,
No.
I would figure that you, as personable as you are, that you would have examples of where women have come to you about these things, or confided in you, and asked you again these very random, and I'm telling you, she's not the only one, random questions, you know. It would just pop up out of anyway. I can't think of anything else because they're so mundane and random and so odd that as soon as if we weren't podcasting, this question would have completely gone. You know, I could probably scroll and find more time, more examples of random questions, either on Instagram or on thing. I mean, we have some spirited conversations about the men and women dynamics because she believes one way, I believe another way, and we clash on that. And it's kind of cool. She's actually somebody I would love to bring on, as you know, if we ever did the Battle of the Sexes, that what I've been trying to do here. She would
We've
be
been trying to
definitely
do
one
that
of
for
them
years.
for
Yeah,
years. It's hard to get it together. You know, we can't get it together. But
I'm still thinking. I can't think of anything.
okay, then
I mean,
let's flip the script.
I've
Okay.
had I think back in the day, like shit, in my early 20s, I may shit. I'm aging myself for a second. Hold
That's right.
on. I think I've had like a female friend of mine that kind of matched my energy and craziness, and I think she like broke up with a boyfriend or something,
Right.
and she was like, "Oh, you know," he said something about my ain't nothing, and I was just like, "Oh, I can't believe you said that." She's like, "I know we have, you know, done the D before. What would you think?" And I'm like, "No, I'm not going there."
See, that's okay. That's not platonic then. There's history there. I mean, actually straight platonic, meaning you've never thought of them like that and you never engaged in anything. I mean, straight platonic. That's what I'm
Oh,
referring to.
like a strictly like a friend zone type situation.
Yeah, correct.
I try
Never.
not to. No, I try to veer away from those as much as
But no,
possible.
no, you've never, you're gonna tell me you've never had met a woman and said, "You know what? You're cool peoples. I like to hang with you," and there's no sexual attraction to them. You've never had that?
Ugly bitches.
Dang.
No.
Yo. Damn.
Yeah,
Damn.
the really big fat
Yeah, the really
chunky
big
ones.
ones,
Yeah,
really big chunky ones with the rolls. They're great. They have great personalities.
they need love too, just not for me. No, but nah, yeah, I can't. I
Yeah.
don't think I've ever been in a situation where someone's come up to me like, "Oh, how do I look in this?" Or
Right.
yeah, I don't think
Must
I've.
be nice. Okay, then let me then with
It's
the
awesome.
remaining minutes. No, the remaining minutes then, how about I flip it like this? What if, think about the closest female friend you got right now, or the closest female associate you got, just you would send you a random comment such as a random question or random opinion of you like that. How would you react? How would you respond besides being you?
A random opinion of me?
No, a random opinion of themselves. They ask you like, "Hey, listen,
Oh.
do you think that my breath smells?" You know, kind of a thing. Let's say something like that.
Well, the thing is, one thing about me, and everybody knows that about me, I will give you the honest truth, regardless of whether or not it hurts your feelings.
That's what they're looking for. Because if they're asking you that question, they're asking you because they value your opinion.
Maybe that's why no one's come up to me and asked these questions,
But
because
I give the truth too.
they
But
probably
then I
look at
do.
each other and they're just like, "Oh, my
I do it with
ass,
less
I
humor.
don't."
I do it with less humor. You would do it with some kind of humor. I don't do it with as much humor. I'm not as silly with it anymore. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, Jay, listen. I've been, you know, have you ever smelled my breath? You ever think it smells bad? Oh, hell yeah, it smells pretty bad sometimes. You know, but it's something you could. That's how I would respond. You would probably be like, I don't know, bring your face closer. Woo wee, that's you. You know what I'm saying? You'd be more silly with it.
I'd probably like, "Hold on, bring your face closer." I'm like, "Why are you trying to kiss me?" Some stupid shit like that, or maybe like,
Correct.
or maybe to the point where it's like, "You smell like you've had some ass before. Like, I didn't even know this was a thing. How did this start? Like, when, why?"
Correct. Correct. You would do it silly. You do it more comical. I don't do that anymore. I don't say I've lost that edge, but that's just, I'm not that silly anymore. You know what I'm saying? So,
I wake up
yeah.
like this.
I wake
I
up
wake
like
up like this.
meh.
But yeah, I don't know. Maybe people are afraid of the true honesty that I give, because it can be harsh. I mean,
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to give out harsh truths.
I mean, how is that true? I mean, you were and are Dr. Manny, and Dr. Manny gives out, seeks out people asking them for advice and stuff. So I
But
don't
no
see
one likes to
why.
hear that. I mean, well, most people don't like to hear that. Most people don't like to face their truth at face value. And that's part of the problem with today's world,
Yeah, it's true. I mean,
So
that's the reason why the original host of this podcast doesn't come here anymore. He doesn't want to face his hard truth. So that's why he's not on this podcast. The
Oh,
shade. The shade.
the
Well,
shade.
I
If you're
mean,
listening or you're hearing this, yeah, we're talking about you. You know what's going on.
I wouldn't even bet anything that this man even listens to this podcast. You know what I'm saying? At all. Even when he was on it. I'll be real. I don't think he even listens. Oh man,
That's a
poor
damn
guy.
shame.
It is a damn shame because he started this podcast. He'll figure it out. Once his life settles the way he wants it to settle, I'm sure he'll probably not. Anywho, well, with the final 5 minutes we got left,
Oh, and actually, the funny thing is, a lot of speaking of platonic relationships, I've been, my algorithms are all screwed up. And speaking of platonic relationships, there's been one, I guess, content creator or whatever that she posts videos, and she basically says, "Oh, just a tip, as friends doesn't ruin relationships." Like, she does videos like that about a bunch of stuff, like,
That's
"Oh,
funny.
we can take showers as friends because we're conserving water. Just don't drop the soap. It'll make it weird." Stuff like that.
I like that. You gotta send someone else in the group chat.
It's hilarious. And I send them to, a couple people or whatever, and they're just like, "Oh, that's hilarious," and this and that. I'm like, "Yeah, just like our platonic relationship is."
Oh my God.
And then I get weird, and then I send like the stalker eyes, and then they cry, and then I'm out there, and I know they're crying because I'm outside their window. What?
Yep, love it, love it. I love how you unpredictable how you end these podcasts. Final
I
thoughts,
tell a story and I
and you creep me
twist
the
it.
and you creep me the fuck out. And that wasn't me lagging; that was me censoring myself. All right, final thoughts on either of the two discussions: the checking your phone and the platonic friend asking weird questions randomly out of nowhere.
Randomly. So the whole thing with, like I said earlier,
And
with
by the way,
the
I'm sure her teeth are not yellow or very yellow at all. Just keeping it real. I just honestly don't ever say, "Hey, friend," and stare at your freaking mouth. Like, that's just not something
Well,
I do.
here's a very important question about that. Has she ever smoked cigarettes before?
No.
Has she ever drank coffee?
She might. She might. I
She
wouldn't
might
know.
have some yellow tint to
I
her
wouldn't.
teeth.
I didn't say
Because
her teeth weren't yellow at all. I just
no,
said
I'm
that
saying she might
the way
have some
she.
tint or whatever because
Oh.
coffee stains teeth.
Everything stains
Cigarettes,
teeth.
yeah, but a lot more so with coffee and nicotine because that goes
Okay.
straight to your mouth.
No, she actually just she tried hookah for the first time after rejecting me for years to do hookah together with another group of people. But she was honest and told me. And instead of me being mad, I said, "Okay, well that means that you're gonna have to do it with me now because you did it with some friggin' strangers." It was really. I think she was feeling herself. It was like, yeah, but I was trying to get this girl to do hookah with me because if I can get her to do hookah, then that's it. I'd have somebody to do hookah with all the time instead of just waiting to find Joe whenever he shows up in whichever part of the world or part of the states that I have to track him down since I only hang out with him in other states in other countries. Yep.
Yeah, and I apologize that I'm just so busy to do anything. I hate my well, I don't want to say I hate my life. I hate my lack of freedom.
I thought that was changing. You said it was slowing down.
Yeah, it was slowing down, and then I ended up getting a promotion and it picked right back up.
Oh,
So
snap. Excuse me. Look at you. So proud of you.
yeah.
So proud of you, Daddy.
I'm so proud of myself too,
That's good. That's
although I'm
good.
still trying to figure out whether or not it's a good thing. Just kidding.
Ooh.
Yeah. But yeah, it's I've taken on a lot of extra things, so it's now I have to get used to doing that.
Well, don't feel bad. I'm taking on a second job as well, a part-time job remotely, because I want more money to travel, and I'm sticking too long to save money. So I'll be there right there with you. So it'll be producing and these podcasts, whenever we do them, it'll be my travel vlog. It'll be my part-time job, my full-time job, both remote, and my master's online. So I'll have plenty going on as well. Trust me, which is why I told you daddy ain't going nowhere for the rest of this year. He's going to sit tight. He's going to bank the dough so he can go start traveling again next year. So trust me, I get you. I'm right
good.
There.
So that means we can spend more time doing this on free time. That's there. Yeah.
Yes, we can. All right. Good. Well, that's a wrap up right there. Thanks for tuning into whatever this was supposed to be.
Did we even give it a title?
I called it the Plutonic Friend, but we also talked about Don't Touch My Phone. So
the Plutonic Friend touching my phone.
The Plutonic Phone touch. Ooh. Or just call it the Plutonic Friend touching my .. Mm.
Ooh.
That's progress. It gets the audience going.
Wait, that's that turns it. Me on. That turns me on.
There you go. See? That's how you do host to host synergy. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Last of the Nice Guys. And I don't know. We'll do this when we can.
We'll be back.
We'll be back. So thank you for your time.
Yes, guys. Bye.
The Last of the Nice Guys. Follow, like, and subscribe on Twitter and Instagram at Last Nice Guys. Facebook.com/Last Nice Guys or email lastoftheniceguys@yahoo.com.
This is an audio production of Vibe Revelation Studios, the cure for your common day. VibeRevStudios.com.